Hello, listeners. I'm Harley Brennan, and this is Caffeinated Convos. Today's caffeine of choice is just another protein coffee. I have the Javi. I don't know if you can hear that. I have the Javi caramel protein coffee, just like last week, and with an extra scoop of protein. I also added another shot from my Keurig, because I really need caffeine, and it's already 11:53, and I haven't had any caffeine today. So, oh my god, so good. I don't have too much to talk about this week because nothing too exciting happened. But just something I did note to talk about is how hard it is to up cardio. So I already mentioned it, how I'm adding cardio and abs into my daily workout. I try and do cardio before I start to lift weights. And that just warms up your muscles. And I'm actually honestly surprised of how fast I've been able to get into like running. Because I get shin splints. It's just like a pain in your shin area. There's a name for it. And I'm blanking on right now. I even learned about this in class. I forgot what it was called. Anyways. But the general term that people know, general public knows better, is shin splints. And it's basically when you run, you just have a sharp pain from like the top of your foot up through your shin. Sometimes goes into your knees, but it's just annoying and painful. And they don't really go away. I mean, you could stretch them out, but like, I'm not a runner, so that's honestly the reason why I probably get them, because I don't run all the time. And when I do, they're just like, hey, we're still here. Because like, if you don't run, they're not there. You don't notice them. And so I was worried about that when I was upping my cardio, because when I did cardio last year, I just did the bike. And yeah, that's obviously really good cardio, and you sweat your ass off, but I wanted to get back on the treadmill and start running and get back into that, because it sounds weird, but it feels better. Like, you know, you talk about like a runner's high, and it's just like after I complete 30 minutes of cardio on the treadmill, I just feel so much better after doing that than 30 minutes of cardio on a bike, if that makes sense. I don't know if it does, but I just know I've been wanting to get back on the treadmill. And so I basically, the first day back in the gym, I just walked for 30 minutes on an incline, which was shockingly, I started sweating because I haven't been doing cardio. And then I tried to incorporate some running. And then, of course, the first day I even picked up a little speed. The shin splints were like, hi. But that could be, I could need better shoes. I've been using the Lululemon, like the very first pair of running shoes that they came out with. And I've had them for now almost 2 years. March will be 2 years of me having them. And so I don't really know. I'm not a runner, so I don't really know when I should be getting new running shoes. When the proper, like, I looked it up and it literally gave me mileage. Like a fucking car. What was it? I looked up, I'm like, oh, when should I get new running shoes? And all it said was 300 to 500 miles. I was like, I don't know how much I've ran. I know I'm not anywhere near that in the past 2 years, but I'm like, okay, that's annoying, but oh well. So I don't know. They also said like when the tread starts to go away, and I'm like, the tread kind of went away, like the balls of my feet, but like, is that what they're talking about, or like the whole shoe? So I don't really know. And I know Hokas are really good. They're just super pricey. My mom just got a pair of Hokas. She finally splurged because she has like plantar fasciitis, and they have really helped her. She's noticed a big difference. And so I just don't have the money to splurge on that right now. I'm still going to school. I still have two jobs. Literally went grocery shopping. And my money is very tight right now. But one day, we'll see. But just upping the cardio, I was actually surprised of how kind of fast I got into it. Like, I'm like, what's today? Saturday? Yesterday when I ran before work, so like 7:15-ish a.m. And not all at the same time, but I ran for a total of, I think, like 12 minutes out of the 30 that I'm on there. Because, like, I'll walk for 5 as, like, a warm-up, and then I usually pick it up to a 5. I'm short. I am 5'3", so these numbers are running for me, okay? I'll pick it up to a 5 for a minute, and then I'll pick it up to a 6 for a minute, drop it back down for a 5 for a minute, and then do, like, a heavy speed walk at a 4 for a minute, and then I'll go back down to a 3. And then I'll do that for 5 minutes, and then do it all over again. And then yesterday, I was like, let's just try it. So I did for 5, I did for a minute and a half, minute 30, and then picked up to a 6, did that for a minute 30, went down to 5, did that for a minute 30, so it's like, I think it's about 12 minutes total? I can't remember, but I was really surprised. I didn't think I could run like that fast. It was only like the, second week? No, maybe third week? Second week. I don't know. I'm just very proud of myself. Like, I didn't think I could do that this quick. And so we'll see. Hopefully, my goal is just to be able to fucking run for 30 minutes straight. And I don't think I've ever been able to do that without, like, slowing down. So there's a lot of time between now and the end of the semester. So I think I could do that. Another thing I had on here was we had picture day in basketball. So we had a basketball picture day, and if any of you guys have ever coached a sport, then you would know that picture day for coaches is such a waste of a day, basically. Yes, they need their pictures, they need a team picture, blah blah blah, but like, as coaches, literally, so we had all three teams go at the same time, and basically, our slot in the gym was from 3:45 to 6. And so we were supposed to get pictures and then practice afterwards. And we all finished our pictures, and it was like 4:30-ish? I don't remember. But then just the photographer, like, he's amazing. He's great. Like, nothing against him. But they just took forever to unpack, to break down and to start getting out, because they're, like, in the middle of the gym, so it's like we can't practice around them with their expensive equipment. But yeah, so we're kind of like waiting around for them, and they just were taking a while, and then finally it hit 5 o'clock, and hit 5 o'clock, and we're like, all right, we got to do something. And so we just honestly went through plays with the girls, because So Thursday was picture day. Friday, they just had, they're supposed to have a game, and it's supposed to be a really easy game, but then the game ended up getting canceled, so they practiced anyway. So it was kind of not too much of a waste. But our team is literally, let me actually look exactly at our scores, but the basketball team I'm coaching right now is amazing. These girls are so talented, and we're small school, so we're a D5, and how they do the divisions now is by school size. And so since we are such a small school, we are D5, but as of right now, we are undefeated, and we are already in the second half of our season. So currently right now we are 15-3 overall and 9-0 in our league. And then those three losses were just from tournament plays that we went to at the beginning of the season that were close. One of them was 39-33. The other one wasn't as close. And then the other one was 44-38. And that was just, they're all non-league, which is fine with us. All tournaments. So we just needed more competition, because all the teams we played, we've been blowing out all the teams we played in our division, because they're all smaller schools. They don't have as much players to look at, to consider. So, let's see. What's a league game? We have a win of 58-15. We have a win of 50-8. 49-19. 68-8. Those are, the teams in our league, just because they're all small schools up here in the area. But we have this one girl I'm not gonna say her name, but she's a senior this year, and she, this whole season so far, we've been counting, well, all her whole career, we've been counting her points, but this season, we knew she was gonna hit her 1,000 points this season. And so, on Wednesday night, we knew it was happening. It had to happen that day because it was a home game. We didn't want her to hit 1,000 for an away game. And so we were counting down. All she had to score that game was 10 points. And she's been able to do like more than that in a single quarter. So we knew it was happening. This team was facing her. So like they had a girl face her, which basically means like block her out the whole game. So, like, literally just face her. Don't even care about the ball and just make sure she doesn't get the ball. So, she really struggled in the first quarter for scoring-wise. So, I don't even remember. I don't think she even scored anything in the first quarter. Maybe, like, a free throw. But, so she was struggling. She actually was, like, sweating her ass off and, like, out of breath, trying to catch her breath. But I've never seen her work that hard in the game this season just because all the teams, like we said, played, like, not her level. And she also committed over like 2 weekends ago. She visited a college and she committed to a school, which is amazing, and I'm so proud of her. So she had that, and then so obviously everyone knows her name that is playing us. That's like the number that they look out for. So, but it was happened to be the second quarter, and she still had 10 points to get there. And every time she scored, I would update coach on where she's at. And finally, she had, like, 1 point left. Yeah, she had 1 point left, and she was at the free throw line. And she unfortunately missed, so we're all, like, laughing. We're like, of course you missed your last point for a free throw. And then we're all joking that she actually did it on purpose because she didn't want her 1,000th point to be off a free throw, you know. So it was pretty funny. But she got it, so we called the timeout right away, and then we had like a little just mini, not even like a, we had like basically a shout out over the, on the mic, the announcement, just saying like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. She just hit 1,000 points, and her parents had balloons numbered 1,000. Like, it was so cute. She started crying. It was really awesome. And obviously we still have plenty of games left, so it's great. Proud of her. What else? But yeah. That was Wednesday. That was Wednesday night. And then Thursday we had picture day. And then our game got canceled yesterday. But I couldn't go because I have, every Friday the RAs have a meeting. And so we had our meeting, a staff meeting until 4. So I couldn't go yesterday. And then tonight I am on call with my friend Sandy. And it's raining outside. So I have not had to be on call in the rain yet, but she's raining, and she's been raining for a few days now, and she's going to be raining for a few more days straight. So going on tour tonight is not going to be fun. I'm going to be miserable, but I'll be with someone. So I guess we'll just stick it out. But I'm looking out the window, and it's still raining. And I did my groceries already because I'm on call until 5 p.m. tomorrow, and I don't want to try and go grocery shopping at 5 p.m. on a Sunday night. So I just did my groceries already, and I did my laundry already just because it was available last night. I did my laundry last night at, like, 11. Yeah, at, like, 11. And then I went over there, transferred it all to the dryer, and I was like, okay, so 45 minutes to dry my clothes. There's no one in there, so it's not like I'm not, like, whatever. Came back to my dorm, scrolling on TikTok. I fell asleep. I don't know why I would bother to put my laptop down or close my eyes for a little bit. No. All of a sudden I wake up and it's like 12:45, 12:30. And my clothes were done by like 11:45. And I was like, oh crap. So that was fun. I had to get up. Like, thank God it wasn't really raining like it is now last night. So yeah, but I'm hoping it'll die down when we have to do tours tonight. And last night was also kind of quiet, so there was not many people out partying or anything like that. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, tonight's the same. But yeah, that's literally it. I go home next week, so next episode will be from home, and I might have a guest on here with me, my lovely mother. I'm hoping she would want to join me in our caffeinated convo session. And yeah, I know this is like a shorter episode. I didn't really have much going on this week. There's been just some stuff happening on my campus that have actually been on the news, but I'm not going to go into that. If you know, you know, but my school has kind of been all over the news, local and some bigger news network. I don't think national. I don't know, actually. I think just California, but oh well, not going to get into it. That stuff, all that lovely stuff happened this week. Not to deal with, but yeah, that's honestly it for today. I know it's, like I said, a shorter episode, but I hope you guys have a great weekend, a great week, and I will catch you guys next week. All right, stay caffeinated.